Brainbus ladies. I would like to chat to you today about one of the most irritating phrases that gets used so often around me, but also one of the phrases that I really embraced this year and that really helped me a lot with my stress levels and anxiety and actually just being able to change my mindset. So earlier this year, I was working on an exceptionally challenging project, and there were a couple of people from around the world, actually, from the US and from the UK, working on this project with me, and it was super tough. I'm not going to go into details, but it was the kind of project where you don't really actually want to go to work in the morning, partly because of the work that you're doing and partly because of some of the people that you work with. It was just absolutely horrible and really, really bad for my soul. And for someone like me, who is an ENTJ, and if you've done the episode and the exercises around figuring out your personality type, you'll know what an ENTJ is and how on the shadow side we can be very kind of control freak-like, right? Like we very much like everything to be going a certain way, and we don't like it when we're not in control and we don't know what's coming our way and what's happening. So being an ENTJ, I do have some control issues. I always have, and I've been working on them over the past 10 years, and obviously I've gotten better, as we all do when we start working on something. But for me, being that controlling and also being someone who is very passionate about people and their experience in the workplace and about putting people first and about kindness and compassion and warmth and empathy and authenticity, it was very, very difficult for me to deal with some of the stuff that was going on, specifically from the perspective that I couldn't actually do anything about it. This wasn't something that I could control. It was just too many variables and too many people. So one of the colleagues that I worked with from the UK had this way of saying to me, "Debs, it is what it is." And I used to want to murder him, right? Because this was the most frustrating thing to say to me when I am agonizing over how poorly people are being treated, or, you know, the stories that I was hearing and the things that I was seeing, and that I just couldn't, you know, this just wasn't in integrity with who I am and everything that I stand for, okay? And it took me a while to actually really appreciate the simplicity and the beauty of this phrase. And I'd like to share that with you as well. And hopefully this will help you a little bit in your own journey in this life. It is what it is. What I learned from this phrase after I got over my ego and wanting to rip the guy's throat out is I realized that, you know, if we go into the forest and we look at a tree or we look at a river or whatever, we don't really look at it with any judgment. You know, some branches might be broken off. The tree might have, you know, some gnarly leaves or whatever. Some trees are taller, some are shorter and, you know, fatter or whatever. And we don't judge them, right? Because we accept with no judgment that the tree is what it is. But somehow in our relationships at work and in life, we want to control so many things, and we tend to not always accept people just as they are, with no judgment. And that really actually contributes to a lot of our stress and to a lot of our anxiety and a lot of our overall unhappiness. Now, I'm not saying all that bullshit about turn the other cheek and, you know, let people walk all over you and everything. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But what I'm talking about is actually focusing our energy, because we focus it on the wrong place, right? It is what it is. We can't change it. We can't change what has happened. We cannot change how someone has been treated at work. We cannot change something horrible that has happened. It is what it is. We need to sit with it and just accept it, even if we don't like it, even if it is out of integrity with who we are. Where we should be focusing our attention, of course, is how we're going to respond to it. Note that I didn't say react, right? I said respond, because in a previous episode, I've spoken about the difference between reacting versus responding. So when something bad is going on, or something that just doesn't sit well with us, or something terrible has happened, there's been a setback or a challenge or an obstacle, just accept that it is what it is, okay? This is something that I'm learning every single day, and it's really not easy for me, being a little bit of a control freak. And you know what? I can say that I'm a control freak and I can actually be proud of that. That's not something that makes me a bad person. It actually brings a lot of balance to a lot of teams, being that meticulous and that controlling. But I am learning to relinquish some of that control and to understand the things that I can control and the things that I can't, the things that I can directly influence and the things that I can't. So if you're dealing with something that just doesn't sit well with you, take a little bit of time and accept that it is what it is and you can't change it. You can only change your reaction to it and you can only change the steps that you're going to take to address the situation, whether that will be something to make it better, whether that will be a decision to walk away from a relationship or a job or a person or a community, whatever it is, you cannot change what it is. You can only do things to change everything around it. And that starts with changing your own perspectives and your own opinion around how much power you have in this situation. So as irritating as it is, okay, it's been a very steep learning curve for me. It is what it is. I can't change it. I can't make it anything different. It is what it is. But I can focus my attention and my energy on what's going to come after that and to what extent I'm going to allow it to affect me and to ruin my entire day or cloud my judgment or make me feel bad about myself. Because at the end of the day, it is what it is and it's not personal, right? It's not about me. And we'll talk about that in another podcast. So take a step back, take a chill pill. We can't control everything as much as I wish that we could. Sit with things, be uncomfortable, be unhappy, but focus your attention on doing something about it and on controlling your own mind and your own perceptions and the actions that you're going to take. Be very meticulous and very measured in how you're going to address whatever it is that you're dealing with. I'll chat to you again.